Blog Talk Radio.
For all the testimonies we heard here tonight, hallelujah. Tonight we've come with a prayer, we've come with a cry. It's a very simple song. Your power to prosper, rest on me. Let your power to prosper, rest on me.
Apostle Deborah Ramos of Food for the Journey International Ministries welcome you to our Tuesday night Bible studies. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, let your power to prosper rest on us, Father. Let your power to prosper. How many of you know that we need God in every area of our lives? Amen. So once again, I'm welcoming you to our Bible study. We're starting a new series on healing spiritually rooted diseases. How many of you know that there's so much sickness, infirmity, and disease in the body of Christ? And so we need to be healed. We need to know what we need to do to be healed. Amen. So before we get into our study tonight, once again, I am so thankful that the Lord has me back online, back on our Bible studies, and so it's very important that we study to show ourselves approved. So we thank God for this. We know that the ministry, our ministry, Food for the Journey International Ministries, is a deliverance and healing ministry. How many of you know that we've been focused so much on deliverance, but there are people every day, God's people, going into the hospital with all types of sickness, infirmities, and disease. So we need to understand and know how that we can be healed from these diseases. How many of you know that in the Word of God, there is a solution to every problem? Anything that you go through, anything that you need can be found in the Word of God. Amen. So before we get started, let me just open up in prayer. Father God, first of all, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you, we magnify you. We thank you for your mercy and grace. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, to study your word on healing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just plead the blood of Jesus over these lines. I take authority over these lines in the name of Jesus. I shut down our first and second heaven activity in the name of Jesus. I come against every witch, warlock, and wizard, Lord God, that will try to block and stop this teaching in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirits of technical difficulties in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I say, have your way. Let me decrease, Holy Ghost, as you increase in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So before I get into this teaching, I just want to let everyone know that we do offer deliverance and healing classes and sessions. So if you would like any information about that, you can contact us at 954-882-2621. That's 954-882-2621. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. So once again, we're going to be talking about healing spiritual rooted diseases. And this is part one of our series. We don't know how long the series will go. It's up to the Holy Ghost, because this is his series. Amen. Glory to God. So if you have any questions, you know that you can call us on a guest line. And it's 515-605-9825. Amen. So let us just get into this introduction, because it's so interesting. So many people in the body of Christ is suffering from so many ailments, so many sicknesses, and we go to church and we get prayer, but nothing seems to happen. So we need to know why, because we know that God, the Bible says that God answers prayers. In 1 John 5:14 and 15, it says that if we pray according to his will, he hears us. And if he hears us, we have the petition that we request. So as we go into prayer to God for healing, and we petition in him to heal our bodies or heal our children or heal one of our family members or anyone, we know that if we pray according to his will, he hears us. Now, we know God's desire and his will is that we walk in good health. It is. He said his desire above all else is that we prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prosper. So the question is, what is blocking our healing? What is stopping us from healing? We have to understand that all healing of spiritual rooted diseases begin with us coming back in alignment with God, his word, his person, his nature. So the first step in being healed from spiritually rooted diseases, and I'm saying spiritually rooted diseases, so that means that some diseases are not rooted in spiritually rooted. So, but we're talking about spiritually specific, spiritually rooted diseases that we need to be healed from. Understand, the first is to line yourself up with God, with his word, with his person, and with his nature, as well as his precepts. Amen. We have to line up with God's word. Hallelujah. So that's the first step. And then once we line up, that begins the restoration. The solution to be healed is to be restored. Now, what does that word restoration mean? What does it mean to be restored? It means it is the act of restoring. an instance of restoring or being restored, the state of being restored. Let's break that down a little bit further. In the Greek, the number is 26443, and it means to exchange. That's interesting. Restoration means to exchange. It means favor. It means atonement. It means reconciliation. Amen. Another definition for restoration is, and I thought this was very interesting, a rebirth. To be restoration means to be rebirthed, the state of spiritual renovation. So we need to be restored, put back in order. Amen. Number two, way of being spiritually healed is accepting yourself and your relationship with God. The second point you have to do, the second step, is to accept yourself, accept your relationship with God. Many of us hate ourselves. We don't like ourselves. But the Bible said that we're supposed to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Okay, so we need to get rid of self-hatred. We need to get rid of self-bitterness. We need to get rid of guilt and come back in line with God's word and what he says about us through Jesus Christ. Many of us hate ourselves. We all have things about ourselves. If we could, we would change. But overall, you must love yourself. It is not a suggestion from God. It is a commandment that we are to love ourselves. It doesn't matter how we look or feel. We have to love ourselves because that's a commandment from God. And the third step is to make peace with our brother or our sister and all others, if at all possible. So we see that these are key steps to take in order to deal with spiritually rooted diseases. Let me go over that one more time. Number one, come back in alignment with God, his word, his person, his nature, his precepts, and what he has planned on this earth for you from the beginning to the end. Come in alignment. Come in alignment with God's word. Come in alignment with what God says about you. That's the solution to restoration. Amen. Number two, you have to accept yourself and your relationship with God. You have to get rid of the self-hatred of yourself. Get rid of the self-bitterness towards yourself for not making a mark or for the mistakes that you have made in life. You still have to forgive yourself. Many of us hold unforgiveness towards our own self, and I have been guilty of that, so I understand it. But the Bible is clear that if we don't forgive others their trespasses, and that includes us, we have to forgive ourselves of our trespasses. Next, we have to come back in alignment with what God is saying about us through Jesus Christ. Make peace with anyone that you don't have peace with. This is the beginning of you being healed and beginning your healing and restoration. It's if you begin to do these things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen what Jesus says about relationships in Matthew chapter 22:37-40. And it says, Jesus replied that you must love the Lord. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. So we see here, people of God, that God expects us to love our neighbor and to love ourselves. The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments. And I'm getting this out of the New Living Translation. So we see it is requirement of God to love ourselves, to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Amen. One of the saddest things that I see in the body of Christ is that as far as sickness, we don't hear much teaching on sickness in the body of Christ. Now, imagine that. The church is called a hospital, But we don't talk about sickness and we don't deal with sickness. Something is wrong with that picture. We need to get back to the basics, to understand what is the responsibility of the church. When members of the body of Christ come into church for healing, they should walk back out healed. Amen. We see too many saints sick today. We see too many people dying prematurely. Why? People pray over and over again, and yet they are not healed. What is the problem? We have to understand, if you cannot love your neighbor, if you do not love yourself, then it's not possible to be healed. We have to obey the word. If you do not love yourself, it is not possible that you can love your neighbor. You have to love yourself first. Amen. Amen. Let's take a look at, glory to God. Let us keep going here this evening. We have to know that the word of God is true. Understand, many diseases are a result of separation from God in some form. Many diseases are based out, many spiritual diseases are based out of people being disobedient to God and his word. Understand that when you are disobedient to God, it opens yourself up. It gives the enemy room in your life to operate. It's right there. We can see it clearly. The Bible cannot lie. Let's go to Deuteronomy 28. Amen. We need to understand what we need to do to bring healing to our lives, to bring spiritual healing, to bring wholeness back to us. People of God, we need to be whole. There's so many fragmented people in the body of Christ, fragmented minds, fragmented hearts, so many. Amen. Let us go to Deuteronomy, and we're going to start at Deuteronomy. I'm going to read Deuteronomy chapter 28, and I'm going to start at verse 1. It says, now, glory to God, now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall you be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, the products of your ground, and increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and offspring of your flock. God is telling us what we need to do. But let's go jump down. We're going to jump down from 4 down to 15. It says, but it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Now, I know many of you say, but that's the old covenant. Can I tell you, God never changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We have to believe the word of God. So understand, we are either blessed or cursed. We are either blessed or cursed. We have to understand that. Glory to God. Proverbs chapter 26 and 2 says this, like the sparrow in her wandering, like the swallow in her flying, so the curse without a cause does not come, and a line on an undeserving. My God, understand the sickness, infirmity. Many sicknesses, particularly spiritual sicknesses, are rooted, are curses. He said that he would, if we obey him, he would not put the curses of the Egyptian, the the diseases of the Egyptians on us. Now, people don't want to believe that, but God does not put sickness on anyone. I don't care what they say. God does. What happens is that when people break the hedge, that gives the enemy legal right. And because the enemy has legal right, God steps back. But you open the door to the enemy. Amen. So my question to the Lord is, what is he saying? If you see a disease, you see a curse. And if you see a curse, there is a reason for it. The Bible clearly tells us a curse does not come without a cause. It doesn't, that's not the law. That's not the law, a spiritual law, that the enemy can just come whenever he wants and wreak havoc in a person's life. No, that's not how it works. Amen. There is a cause and effect. So what are you saying, Lord? When we see a disease, it is like a bird that has landed and swallow that has landed. Understand it. It lands. It lands. Sickness, infirmity, and disease lands on a person. My goodness. Let us go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, 24 to 26. Amen. The servant of the Lord must not participate in quarrels, but must be kind to everyone, even tempered, preserving peace, and he must be skilled in teaching, patient, and tolerant when wrong. He must correct those who are in opposition with courtesy and gentleness in the hope that God may grant that they will repent and be led to the knowledge of the truth, accurately understanding and welcoming it, that they may come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil, having been held captive by him to do his will. So what I'm saying, Lord, what is it we need to do for the disease to be removed? What I need to do is to remove the cause. How do we remove the cause? We have to be sanctified. We have to set ourselves apart to God. God has called us to be sanctified without a spot or a blemish. God wants us to live holy. We can't live any kind of way as people of God and not expect a repercussion for what we're doing. Sickness and disease don't just come on you. Understand that we have to understand they're rooted in spiritual things. We have to understand that if we want to be healed, we need to deal with the cause and effect. What is the cause? Why am I sick? We need to begin to ask ourselves and stop just accepting whatever comes upon us. We need to begin to say, okay, this disease is coming on me. What is going on? Let me check my spiritual temperature and make sure it's the temperature that God has required for me. Understand, a curse does not come without a cause. Sickness, infirmity, and disease does not come without a cause. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5, 26 to 27. So that he might sanctify the church, having cleansed her by washing of water with the word of God, so that in turn he might present the church to himself, hallelujah, splendid, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy, set apart for God and blameless. Hallelujah. So we see that God expects his church to be sanctified unto him. That means set apart for God. That means you can't do any and everything you want. You cannot participate in the worldly things and expect to be spotless, unblemished. We have to understand that we have too much of the world in us. We have too much of the world in the church. The church needs to get back to where she needs to be. God expects his church to be sanctified unto him, a bride without a spot or a wrinkle. Amen. Let us go over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for your word. Your word truly is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Lord God, so that we won't stumble and fall. Help us, oh God, to walk in your light, even as you are in your light, in the light. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us go over to Revelation chapter 19. I'm going to read verses 7 to 8. We're talking about healing spiritually rooted disease. I'm giving you keys through the word of God, what you need to do to be healed, spiritually healed. Verse 7 says, Revelation chapter 19, verse 7, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, hallelujah, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. Hallelujah. So God expects us to live a clean and holy life so that the enemy doesn't have any legal ground to come into our lives and to steal. Because we know that the Bible says that the enemy only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. Hallelujah. God has called us to holiness, people. Holiness is the key. Living clean and holy life. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 4:7. God has not called us unto holiness. God has called us into holiness. Hallelujah. God has called us to walk before him in holiness. Hallelujah. I just can't help saying that holiness, when the Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Imagine that you can live any kind of way you want and expect to see God. It's not possible. Understand that, people. Let us go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And verse 17. And it says, as for thee, if thou will walk before me as David thy father walked. Now we know God is talking to Solomon. And do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and my judgment. This is God is requiring for us to walk before him in holiness and righteousness. Hallelujah. God has called us to be clean before him. We cannot live any kind of way and expect no consequences. So one of the first steps we must take when we see a disease is to look for the cause. Whenever you see any type of sickness, infirmity, and disease attacking your body, the first thing is to look for the cause. Understand, we are looking for spiritually rooted diseases. Let me give you an example here this evening. Hallelujah. We're talking about how to be healed from spiritually rooted diseases. Amen. Let me give you an example. Let us talk about fibromyalgia. Now, I've known several people who have been attacked with this sickness. Fibromyalgia is what the medical communities call pain in fibrous tissue. And their muscles, tendons, ligaments, and other connective tissues. Do you know why it's there? Because many women have not been nurtured. The majority of the people who are attacked with this sickness are women. And it comes from women not being nurtured. Understand that. Women, and because women haven't been nurtured, there many of them are insecure and very fearful. This condition occurs, once again, mainly in women, and particularly likely to occur in healthy young women who tend to be stressed out, tense, depressed, anxious, and striving and driven. So in other words, women that have high levels of stress, tension, who suffer with depression and anxiety, and they are striving to they want to be on the top, constantly motivated to work, workaholics. And this study you can find in Merrick Manual, M-E-R-C-K manual, if you want to study more about this. And it's on his 16th edition, and it's on page 1369 to 1370. So you can look this up further. I just gave you highlights that went as far as fibromyalgia. It is a condition that mainly attacks women and attacks their fibrous tissues, their muscles, their tenderloin ligaments, and it comes from stress. So this particular disease comes from stress, from being depressed, being anxious all the time, and just intense striving to reach the top. So we see the cause here is fear, anxiety, stress, unresolved conflict and stressors. This is the root cause of fibromyalgia. Many times when we see these issues dealt with, people are healed. Once you deal with these issues, you will be healed, because that's a promise from God, and we line ourselves back up with God, his will and his word. He will heal us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Understanding. In addition to this, sometimes after you have prayed and people still suffering with fibromyalgia, they may have to go the next step and have additional interventions may be necessary, such as deliverance from the spirit of sickness, fear, pain, anxiety. These are also spirits, but they're rooted in these stressors. It's stress, depression. Why are people depressed? Because they stressed out. Amen. Glory to God. People are perishing for lack of knowledge. People are dying because of diseases that don't have to die. People are sick, and they don't have to be sick if we just line up and believe the word of God. Hallelujah. Let us go now over to Matthew chapter 18. It says, for the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think ye, if a man has 100 sheep and one of them go astray, doeth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seek that which is gone astray? And if so that he finds it, verily I say unto you, he rejoices more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. God places a great premium on dying people, on dying little ones. God placed great premium. God does not want anyone to die. He said he sent his Son that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus came so that we can be healed in every area of our life. Amen. Jesus wants to heal you, your spiritual rooted diseases today. Jesus wants you to be whole. You need to line up to his word. Remember, no curse comes without a cause. There has to be a reason why that sickness came on you. Oh, glory to God. Oh, let's keep going here. There are so many people with broken hearts. Let's talk about broken hearts. So many people live in caves because of brokenness. Let us go over to Ezekiel chapter 34, 2 to 6. Then this message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds, the leaders of Israel. Give them this message from the sovereign Lord. What sorrow awaits you shepherds who feed yourselves instead of the flocks? Should not the shepherds feed the sheep? You drink the milk, wear the wool, and butcher the best animals, but you let the flock starve. You have not taken care of the weak. You have not tended the sick or bound up the injured. My God, look, God has a controversy with his leaders because they have not taken care of the weak. My God, you have not tended the sick or bound up the injured. It is our responsibilities as leaders to minister healing to the people, not just prayer, not just casting out devils, minister healing, deal with the root causes of their sicknesses, infirmity, and disease. Let me keep reading. It says, you have not gone looking for those who have wandered away and are lost. Instead, you have ruled them with harsh and cruelty. So my sheep have been scattered without a shepherd, and they are easy prey for the wild animals. They have wandered through all the mountains and all the hills across the face of the earth, yet now no one has gone to search for them. Oh, my God, Jesus, Lord Jesus. So the Lord has a controversy against his shepherds, his leaders of the people, because they have not cared for the people. Understand, Jesus has already given us the tools to bring healing into the lives of the people. We need to bring healing. People are hurting. People are broken. Understand, we must stop ignoring things we don't understand, and we need to study to show ourselves approved so that we can help the people. My God, glory to God. Isaiah, and here, hallelujah, we see Isaiah reflects the compassion of the Lord for the brokenhearted. God has compassion for the brokenhearted. My God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We pray. We pray tonight that we get understanding, people. So many people are in dire need of healing, and we know the great physician. We need to introduce the people to the great physician. Proverbs 17:22 says, a merry heart doeth good like medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. My God, a merry heart doeth good like medicine. Understand, many men and women are suffering from broken hearts. Understand, many times when people's hearts are broken, when their heart, a person's heart is broken, many, many times they become angry, bitter because of the rejection or the loss. This opened the doors to demons of sickness, infirmity, and disease. Anytime we walk in sin, anytime we walk in unforgiveness, it is a prime ground for the enemy to come in. It's almost like opening the door and inviting them in, because that's actually what you're doing when we walk in bitterness, angry, rejection, any type of sin. Remember, the enemy is a thief. He takes advantage of anything that he can. So he comes in and to steal, kill, and destroy. And the instrument he uses is sickness. Bring all type of sickness. I see so many people in the body of Christ sick, but then Jesus took our sickness, infirmity, and disease on his body on the cross, that we being dead to sin might live into righteousness. By his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24. But Jesus paid the price, but yet I'm still suffering. What's wrong with this? We need to figure it out. But here, clearly, the word of God tells us, if we obey God, we are blessed. If we disobey, we are cursed. We don't want to hear that because we have so much pride, but that's the reality. We have to believe the word of the Lord. The Bible says, we believe of the word of God, then you will prosper. Amen. Let's go to Isaiah, because I'm talking about Isaiah. I started, but then I skipped over. Isaiah continues to talk about God's healing and restoration provided for us in Isaiah 61. Let us read Isaiah 61. Amen. Isaiah 61. We're going to read verses 1 to 3. And it says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and open up prison to them that are bound. God has called us to bind up the brokenhearted. So part of the ministry work that we're doing is to bring healing to broken hearts. Hallelujah. to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of the vengeance of our God. Hallelujah. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, and to give unto them beauty for ashes. Hallelujah. Beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. So we supposed to help them to take with the ashes that they have and to be beautified, to help them to be beautiful, to help them to be whole, to help them to take off the spirit of heaviness, hallelujah, so that they can be called trees of righteousness. We have a responsibility to the sick people. We have a responsibility to bring wholeness into their lives in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Now, Isaiah chapter 61:4. Let us read down one more scripture. Now, this scripture right here, let me read it first. Isaiah 64:4. And they shall build the old waste. They shall rise up the former desolation, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Now, this scripture, Isaiah 61:4, is a generational in nature and provides for healing of generations. Glory to God. This is the breaking of inherited genetic curses. This is breaking inherited familiar spirits from our family tree. And the rollovers, anything left over, any demons left over with specific meaning spiritually, psychologically, biologically, and inherited diseases. So it helps us to deal with this. It says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Do you understand when you walk in divine health that the Lord is glorified, that the power of God manifests in our lives? When people see that we're walking around with nothing missing and nothing broken, glory to God. How does it look that God's people are sick, broke, busted, and disgusted, laying up? You that doesn't bring glory to God. When you walk in good health, that brings glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Do we understand that there is a revival coming? Revival is coming. A revival of sanctification and purification. People are coming back to be cleansed. Amen. To be cleansed, to walk in holiness and righteousness before the Lord. This is a requirement of the Lord. Hallelujah. When we walk in holiness and righteousness, this brings healing of diseases. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Understand that. We need to begin to embrace healing. We need to begin to search out what's going on behind the scenes spiritually. We want to demonstrate the book of the Acts in the early church. They had power over sickness, infirmity, and disease. We need to manifest that same power. We have the same power that they have. Once you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you have power to resist the devil. You have power to rebuke spirits of sickness, infirmity, and disease. Understand, these diseases are rooted in spiritual things. When you get angry, when you hold unforgiveness, when you are oppressive, when you understand that these cause sickness and diseases. The opposite of that, when you walk in peace and love and have patience, when sickness try to attack you, you stand on holy ground and stand toe to toe with that enemy and rebuke him, letting him know he has no place in you. Jesus said when he come, he told the disciples when his hour had come, glory to God, that he said, come on, let's go from here, because the enemy is coming and he has nothing in me. We need to be in a place, people of God, that the enemy comes and he has nothing in us. But however, when we are slipping and sliding and not living completely for God and keeping sin in our lives, we cannot expect to walk in divine health. Make no mistake that the enemy will be waiting for you. So I just thank God for this. Understand there's a more excellent way that we can live than the way that we are living. God sent his son for your healing. God sent his son for your deliverance. God expects you to obey. Hallelujah. Remember, as I close out tonight, Deuteronomy 28. You can either have a blessing or a cursing. Amen. Blessing or cursing. Let me read that one more time as I close out. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. Do we understand that today God still expects us to obey his voice? To observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today. What is the commandment we were talking about? God expects us to love God with all of our heart, soul, and mind, and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. He said, this is all what the law of the prophets hang on. Amen? It says, hallelujah, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations. Hallelujah. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Hallelujah. Because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. Talk about your children, the fruit of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle. Hallelujah. But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you. So, Father God, I pray today, Lord, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we will line up, Lord. I pray that your people will come back into alignment with you, Father, with your word, with your person, with your nature, with your precepts, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that your people will learn to shun the very appearance of evil in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray this evening that your people will learn, Lord God, that they will accept themselves and that they will build the relationship with you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that the people of God will get rid of self-hate, get rid of self-bitterness. Lord God, get rid of guilt and condemnation in the name of Jesus. I pray that your people will make peace with the brethren, Lord God, so that if they have any sickness, infirmity, and disease in their body, that you will heal them, Father God. Heal them in the name of Jesus. Bring them to wholeness, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I rebuke every lie of the enemy over their lives. I rebuke the spirit of premature death. I rebuke cancer. I rebuke high blood pressure. I rebuke, Lord God, kidney failure. I rebuke, Lord, heart palpitations. I rebuke cardiac arrest in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every stroke spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I speak healing to every broken heart this evening. I pray, Lord God, and speak restoration for every part of every person's life in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And until our next session, part two, may God continuously bless you, increase you, and enlarge you. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Don't you know that I woke up this morning with my mind stay.
Stay on Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah.
on my mind. Yes, I did. Stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.